Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Today Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May 7th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 13.5 cents at 7.32 1/4. New contract high and high close. July wheat up 8.5 cents, 7.61 3/4. That's a new high close. July beans up 20 1/4, 15.89 3/4. New contract high and high close. December corn, new contract high, high close up 11 cents, 636.5. November beans, new contract high and high close up 24 cents at 14.33.5. Grains continue to move higher. The export announcement this morning to the Chinese, 1.36 million metric tons, was a big number. Not totally unsurprising, but despite what's happening with their hog market, they want to buy corn. Now, this is new crop corn, so I don't think it's all that surprising, but up we went. The dollar was weak, down 72 ticks at 90.21. That certainly looks like it can move lower, so that'll be helpful for the grades. The way I look at this thing is we've come an awful long way. The funds continue to want to buy this thing. The weather looks much better next week. By next Thursday, Friday, we should be 75 to 80 degrees in Chicago. Very little rain, some scattered showers here and there. The rest of the country looks pretty good. Yes, there's dry pockets out there, and everybody's showing these drought maps and how bad it is relative to last year. Now, granted, it's bad. Michigan, the Dakotas, Texas, New Mexico, all terrible shape. California, Nevada. But for the most part, the Midwest isn't in that rough a shape. The question becomes, are we going to have a drought this summer? If we do, you know, prices are going to go to the moon. But in the meantime, the WASD report, they're looking at a reduction of just 6 million wheat to 846, just 3 million beans at 117, and corn just 75 million, it looks like, 75 million from last month. Now, in April, on April 9th, when we had the last WASD report, corn was at 561. We're currently at 731. $1.70 increase. Now, does a reduction of 75 million bushels justify that kind of an increase? I don't think so. Does it matter if the funds continue to want to buy this thing? No, it doesn't matter. You know, if they believe in the super cycle and there's going to be a big drought, they're just going to keep buying it like they did today on the breaks. Corn broke 12 cents off the highs. The beans broke about 20 off the highs. Well, not that much, about 13 off the highs. Wheat broke a good 20 off the highs. And then we came right back. So obviously the funds stepped in and bought more on the breaks. If they continue to do that, they've got plenty of ammo to do it, even though they're pushing, certainly in the corn, the upside limits, not their position limits. But, you know, I got them long about 460 to 480,000 contracts of corn. Can they go to 600 contracts, 600,000 contracts? Yeah, they can. Are they going to? You know, who knows? I do know when they want to get out of this mess, I don't know who's going to take it from them. But in the meantime, we've got margin calls being hit. I'm sure guys are being forced out of positions out here, and it's a mess. Now, today we had a chance in my managed bushel account for StoneX to roll up some put options. We took some profits on some call options today, and we're just, you know, letting the market do its thing out here. So we'll see what the weekend brings. I hope everybody has a happy Mother's Day. To all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. But you know, we better see something bullish on that WASD report on Wednesday, or we may be seeing the tops in this market. Though it's looked toppy, I don't know how many times in the last 3 or 4 months, and it just continues to soar. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.